News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast Daybreak. I'm Pathikrit Sen Gupta. Let's have a listen to some of the top stories at this time. Nearly 3 months after the scrapping of Jammu and Kashmir's special status, the government has allowed a group of 27 European lawmakers to travel there today to assess the ground situation. This would be the first visit to the region by a foreign delegation since the nullification of Article 370 of the Constitution. The visit has been described as an unofficial one, but it signals a shift in the government's stand, as it had previously not allowed a US lawmaker to visit the state and had also rejected requests from the US State Department to send a delegation. The move, however, invited sharp criticism from the opposition parties, as several leaders asked, why is a foreign delegation being allowed to visit the region when even Indian parliamentarians are not being allowed there? Ahead of their two-day Kashmir visit, these European parliamentarians met Prime Minister Narendra Modi, who told them that an urgent action was needed against those supporting and sponsoring terrorism, and asserted that there should be zero tolerance on the matter. Government sources said the visit was part of a major diplomatic outreach initiative to counter Pakistan's narrative on the situation in the valley by allowing these leaders to see things for themselves. National Security Advisor Ajit Doval on Monday also briefed these leaders on cross-border terrorism emanating from Pakistan, constitutional changes made in the status of Jammu and Kashmir, and the situation in the valley. A number of US lawmakers had last week also expressed concern on the worsening condition of human rights in Kashmir since the restrictions have been in place. Officials said they feel the visit will provide an opportunity to these lawmakers to see things for themselves instead of falling prey to false narratives. As per sources, the delegation will meet J&K administration officials and locals in the valley. During the two-day visit, they are also likely to call on the governor and interact with the media. Barring three members, all the members in the delegation are from far-right parties of their countries. All six French MPs are from former presidential candidate Marine Le Pen's National Rally. All six Polish MPs are from ruling far-right the Law and Justice Party, while four British MPs are from the Brexit Party. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, his Pakistani counterpart Imran Khan, and several other world leaders will attend the third edition of Saudi Arabia's high-profile annual financial conference beginning today, which is aimed at wooing foreign investors to help the Gulf Kingdom diversify its oil-based economy. Prime Minister Modi will deliver the keynote address under the title What's Next for India at the forum, which is dubbed as Davos in the Desert. Besides addressing the forum, during his two-day visit, he will hold bilateral talks with Saudi King Salman bin Abdulaziz and Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. The two sides are expected to sign a number of agreements in several key sectors, including oil and gas, renewable energy and civil aviation, to bolster their ties. The three-day Future Investment Initiative, as the forum is officially known, will host financiers, governments and industry leaders who would discuss global trade and explore the trends, opportunities and challenges shaping the global investment landscape over the coming decades. U.S. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin and President Donald Trump's advisor and son-in-law Jared Kushner will also attend the Economic Forum, which will also see Pakistan Prime Minister Khan for the second consecutive year. India and Saudi Arabia have enjoyed traditionally close and friendly relations. Saudi Arabia has been one of the largest and reliable suppliers of India's energy needs, Modi said in his departure statement in New Delhi. He noted that defense, security, trade, culture, education, and people-to-people contacts are the other important areas of bilateral cooperation with Saudi Arabia. The two sides would also sign an agreement to establish a strategic partnership council to coordinate on key issues. The council will be headed by Prime Minister Modi and the Crown Prince, and it will meet every 2 years. The agreement for establishment of the Strategic Partnership Council will further elevate the India-Saudi Arabia strategic partnership to a new level, the Prime Minister said in a statement. This would be Prime Minister Modi's second visit to the Gulf Kingdom. During his first visit in 2016, King Salman conferred Saudi's highest civilian award on him. The Crown Prince visited India in February 2019, giving a further fillip to the bilateral ties. Women in Delhi will get free rides in public buses from today, as the AAP government is all set to fulfill its promise months ahead of the assembly polls in the national capital. As per the plan, conductors will distribute pink tickets having face value of rupees 10 each to women passengers for free travel. The government will then reimburse the transporters based on the number of such tickets issued. There are around 3,700 DTC buses and 1,800 buses under the cluster scheme of the Delhi Integrated Multimodal Transit System. Tweeting the notification of implementing the free ride scheme, Transport Minister Kailash Gehlot said, "Historic day for Delhi. Females will travel free in all buses from 29/10/2019. Notification has been issued. Delhi government under dynamic leadership of Honorable CM Arvind Kejriwal stands committed to ensure safety and security of female passengers in buses." According to Gehlot, 30% of travelers in DTC and cluster buses are women. The facility will also be available in the Noida NCR service, airport and other special services by the DTC and cluster scheme operators. During his Independence Day speech, Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal had said free ride for women in both DTC and cluster buses will be started from October 29, which is Bhai Dooj. On August 29, the Delhi Cabinet had given in-principle approval to the scheme of providing free bus rides to women, but put a rider on female employees of the city government that they have to give up their transport allowance to avail the facility. According to the government, women employees of the Delhi government, local bodies and undertakings will not be entitled for transport allowance if they opt for free ride in Delhi Transport Corporation and cluster buses. The public buses in Delhi carry over 45 lakh passengers each day, according to latest official figures. The free ride scheme in buses and Delhi Metro trains was announced by Kejriwal in June. However, the Delhi Metro Rail Corporation sought time to implement the scheme. The Delhi Assembly has also approved a grant of Rs. 150 crore for implementation of the scheme in Metro. Both DTC and DIMTS will strengthen their ticket checking mechanisms to prevent misuse and pilferage of single journey passes, officials said. The scheme, however, has come under criticism from the opposition BJP, which has said it was a desperate bid to buy votes. After it was announced in June by Kejriwal, BJP's City Unit Chief Manoj Tiwari had said the Chief Minister was making such announcements because he was fast losing ground in Delhi. Delhi scheduled to go to polls early next year. And a military working dog that was wounded while tracking down the head of the Islamic State is back on duty. But don't ask the name of the canine fighter. Military officials say the dog's name is classified. So are any other details, including the breed. General Mark Milley told reporters that the animal performed a tremendous service in tracking down Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi in a tunnel beneath his compound. Al-Baghdadi set off an explosion that killed him and three children and apparently wounded the dog. Milley said the dog was slightly wounded but is now recovering and has returned to duty at an undisclosed location. Milley says the US is protecting the dog's identity by keeping any information about the canine classified for now. Right everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening and have a very good day.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.